وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بكم حفظكم الله تعالى. In the first level, you should understand that those who they rejected and those who they didn't accept it or they denied, their opinion, it doesn't matter. Their opinion is not important. As how Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ لَفَاسِقُونَ. Most of the people are disbelievers. Most of the people, they don't believe, they deny, because they don't want to follow. It's just the nature of some people. Some people are, their nature is just, let us say, rebellions. So it doesn't matter. The thing that is matter is those who they believe, regarding how they're supposed to understand these things to make their belief and their faith more firm and more stronger. Which means you must understand believers and belief and faith are different levels, different quality. And this quality and these levels will be depends on their understanding. Whenever the believer understands things with a better way, for sure he will be more firm and more strong in his faith and his belief. That's why Allah said in the Quran, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Those who they know absolutely better than those who they didn't know, even though both believers and both good. But for sure, goodness are different levels. Like how the paradise is different levels, goodness is different levels. Believers are different levels also. So, حفظك الله تعالى. The calmness in the heart, the strong in the faith, and the sincerity in belief, firmness and understanding and practicing will be much, much better quality for those who they know things with better way and they understand it with the correct way. So, what is the correct way to understand such authentic narrations? Like Hadith Abu Hurairah in regarding the fly when you drop inside the water or the drinks, like Hadith Abu Hurairah regarding the 7 days of Ajwa, protection from the sum and sihr, poison and magic. How we can understand these things? The answer is very simple. You must realize that the Shara made these things, the things that being mentioned in these narrations, he made it as a means to achieve a specific result. And this specific result will never achieve the purpose without permission from Allah Ta'ala. Means, normally you see those kind of deniers, when they deny, they say, because we saw some, for example, regarding the hadith that you mentioned, the narration that you mentioned. For example, they say, we saw a lot of people, they take this kind of 7 days, but still they can be affected by magic, still can be affected by poison. If I take seven dates, from Ajwa and I take poison, I will die. So they say, how we can understand such narrations? The answer is, it's because you misunderstand the reality of this kind of narrations. These things is means will never achieve its result without the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, when someone want to have a children, need to get married, and children need an intercourse, etc. All this is a means to achieve a specific result with the children. Without it, you cannot achieve children. But also, there's a lot of people who they married, who they try their best for all kind of means to achieve this result, having children. But even with that, they didn't get it. Why? Because Allah didn't give permission. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. So, all what we have in this life is actually the means, and we never achieve its result without Allah's permission. Same thing regarding that is being mentioned in this kind of narrations. Whenever Allah Jalla Ala wants the 7 days to protect you from poison and from magic, it will be. Whenever Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't give it its permission, it will never be. Simple as that. فَقَدَ اللَّهُ إِيَّاكُمْ.